And Megan Burns continues to join us, and we are joined by Catherine Mark, who is the director of The Jungle Book, which is opening tonight at 7 in the evening and then goes on through this and next weekend. Matinees, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is not a musical. This is The Jungle Book taken from Kipling's The Jungle Book.
Yes, it's from his work, and the kids are doing great. They haven't wanted to defer to the musical version, and we've been having a wonderful time with developing characters of the story, Shere Khan and Mowgli and Bagheera, Baloo and Ka. The kids are doing fabulously.
Now, what age group are you working with?
I'm working with 6 to 12-year-olds, and some of the children have never been on stage before, and several of them are some of our seasoned actors in our City Different Players troupe who will go on in the next year or two to graduate to our City Different, our teen ensemble, and go and do the older kids' work.
Which is what you, Megan, are directing and working with.
Exactly.
Now, do you have, Megan, a role in this? I mean, are you doing anything for The Jungle Book?
I have been backstage occasionally letting Catherine know what I've done in certain circumstances.
And she's serving as a mentor for me as well.
Right.
A great coach and mentor.
I've worked with that age group for probably 6 years now. So, but I actually haven't seen it yet. I'm excited to see it this Thursday.
What are the challenges of working with kids that age?
Well, many of them have never been on the stage before. So the challenge is introducing them to the form and helping them understand how, as a performing art, that they are not just in dialogue, for example, with their partners in the scene, but they are performing for an audience. So teaching them how to project their voices, how to face out towards the audience and stay in character at the same time, all of those things are new for a lot of our actors, especially the young ones. There are a few who are 6 and 7 years old.
And what happens when they get nervous?
So far, they've all really held it together, and they're excited rather than nervous. So we have not had an audience per se yet. And so I'm sure that there will be some last-minute nerves that will come up on opening night. But we've talked about some of the techniques to calm those nerves, to breathe, to slow down, to stay in character, and relax.
This is really, I mean, there are so many, everybody is always talking about cuts in education and arts programs getting cut and things like that. And I guess you guys are really stepping in where maybe the schools don't have funding to do that kind of theater.
Yes. And Santa Fe Performing Arts also has an artist in residence program and a teacher training program that goes into the public schools as well. In some cases, they're grant funded. In other cases, they're just free outreach programs to the schools. But those are not as frequent as they used to be, and so this is a program that has been going on for, well, we're closing in on our 25th year. So parents and families of this community have known that Santa Fe Performing Arts offers this kind of education and programming throughout the school year and the summers, and it's a tribute to being a member of the community that we've been in existence for as long as we have. And yes, we do try to fill that hole that we see in the cuts that are happening in education in the schools.
Do young people have to audition to become part of this play, or is there a place for everybody?
There is a place for everybody. It's not an audition-based program. We accept students who have had no experience, and we accept seasoned actors, and it's a training program. That's our goal, is for them to learn the craft and for them to have a good time and for them to have an experience performing for other people.
So it's The Jungle Book, Santa Fe Performing Arts, and Thursday, July 19th at 7 in the evening, and then Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd, and then the 28th and 29th at 2 in the afternoon, matinee, and then in some evenings there will also be the Little Shop of Horrors, so it's lots of fun for the whole family, all ages, and lots going on at the Armory for the Arts.
Absolutely, the double bill. So 2 o'clock matinee Jungle Book and evening performances of Little Shop of Horrors on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays.
Tickets are highly affordable, and you can call 984-1370 for more information. Catherine Mark and Megan Burns, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.